Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas, and we would like to include your response to this study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick, not even 5 minutes? Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you, sir, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. I'll be brief. Allow me just a moment. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albright and State Senator Rolla Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or wait until November? Definitely?
Yes.
Okay, and first, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. And if you don't recognize them, just let me know so we can move on. First one, the Houston Independent School District, or HISD, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very unfavorable. Okay, and Harold Dayton, same question, same options. Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And Danny Norris?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And Shayla Jackson Lee?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And Clayton Horn?
I'm not familiar with them.
Okay. And George Chapman? Thank you.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because the HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our school? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Moving on. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Now, which of these four candidates will you vote for if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clayton Horn, or Danny Norris? If you have to choose today. I know you have to do some more research, but just for the sake of the research.
I'm undecided at this time. I'm not sure.
Understood, sir. Let's move on. Next are a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dayton and his record. Please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Now, Harold Dayton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. What's your reaction to that statement? Positive or negative?
Very positive.
Very good. And Dayton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Same questions and options. What's your reaction?
Very positive.
And Representative Dayton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Kane Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. What's your reaction to the statement?
Very negative.
Thank you. And Harold Dayton supported the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. What's your reaction?
Very negative.
And he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Your reaction, sir?
Very positive.
Okay. And Harold Dayton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What's your reaction to that?
Very positive.
Okay. And last one. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Your reaction?
Very positive.
Thank you, sir. Now, the last question is, after this is a statistical purpose only, but based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clayton Horn, or Danny Norris?
I remain undecided.
I understand, sir. Now, just a few more questions for classification purpose only, so we can finish. Now, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself an African-American or black? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you have any children currently on the local public schools? Yes or no?
No.
And do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir.